Unit 1.3 presents a variety of exemplars of quality improvement in HIT. The objective of this unit is to analyze the ways in which HIT can either help or hinder quality improvement. You have learned that HIT can either help or hinder achievement of the six aims of quality improvement. Let's go through additional healthcare examples. Let's look at a safety case review. Mr. Smith was prescribed a blood thinner to be taken once a day. He received his daily dose of the drug and then was transferred to another unit. In the receiving unit, the blood thinner order was rewritten, and CPOE interpreted this as a new order and scheduled a dose to start that same day. This resulted in Mr. Smith receiving two doses of the drug during the same day rather than the intended single dose. In response to this event, a decision rule, also called an MLM or medical logic module, was created. This rule provided the following functionality. When selected drugs are ordered at a frequency of every 24 hours or longer, the prescriber is automatically presented with the last administration time if the drug had been ordered previously. In this example, the way in which the provider order entry system was configured was not helpful to prescribers who were trying to order drugs taken once a day. In fact, a patient's safety was compromised in that he received duplicate medication therapy. This appears to have been, in part, due to the way in which the system interpreted an order. A careful review of reported events, such as the event depicted here, often results in recommendations for change to the way the IT system is configured. For this reason, it is helpful to appoint an IT professional to sit on incident review committees. Early detection and effective treatment are the cornerstones of treatment for pneumonia. Adults age 65 and older should receive the influenza and pneumococcal immunizations to prevent pneumonia and its complications. Can you think of an example of how HIT can help to ensure that patients receive these vaccines? There are a number of best practices that are written down in the form of protocols or practice guidelines. Protocols provide guidance for care surrounding particular clinical conditions in order to increase the effectiveness of care. Think about a scenario in which a standard protocol and electronic prescriber order sets are used for all adult patients receiving intravenous blood thinners. There are new changes to the protocol due to a switch in new laboratory tests for monitoring drug activity. How would we respond? The team would respond to this by revising the current protocol and electronic order sets to include orders for the new laboratory test. The new order sets include changes to the therapeutic goals of nurse-managed therapy. In this scenario, modifications made to changes in the protocol require changes in the electronic order sets that are used in the facility. Keeping up with care standards requires up-to-date order sets and electronic clinical documents. Here, it is helpful to have HIT professionals involved in protocol development work. Telemedicine is the use of telecommunication technology to provide, enhance, or expedite healthcare services. This technology is typically used to increase access to clinical expertise to improve the effectiveness of care. Can you think of an example of how telemedicine can be used to increase the effectiveness of your health care. Let's look at a patient-centeredness case review. Mr. Jackson took his mother to a preoperative evaluation center in preparation for her impending surgery. He was asked to help her complete an information form that included her home medications. Well, Mr. Jackson's sister manages these medications, and he had forgotten to bring the list. He was unable to contact his sister on her cell phone and became increasingly frustrated, since after all, his mother's doctor should know what medications she's taking. In response to this event, the Ambulatory Care Center implemented a web-based patient portal that would allow patients or caregivers to enter much of the history information in advance from home. Patient satisfaction scores improved with this active role in their care. Effective patient-provider communication, where the patient and family perceive themselves as participants in their care, is absolutely essential for quality health care. The scenario depicted here highlights a frequent situation encountered surrounding the issue of home medications. Collecting an accurate and current home medication list at each patient encounter is a national patient safety goal. HIT can help to engage the patient and family in their care to ensure that this goal is met. A medical office practice is considering the use of a web-based secure messaging system to improve provider and patient communication and to enhance patient satisfaction. Can you think of other ways that secure messaging system can help support patient-centeredness in your own healthcare? Let's look at a timeliness case review. Timeliness is a quality aim that is especially amenable to HIT solutions. In this scenario, the importance of timely placement and removal of medication patches lends itself well to an HIT solution. Medication patches are small, flesh-colored, and are usually placed in discrete locations, such as the upper shoulder area or on the back of the upper arm. Some patches are appropriately left on for 2 or 3 days or even longer. It's often difficult to track the placement and removal of these patches over time, leading to errors in which medication patches were not removed and the patient received too much medicine. In response to this type of event, a change could be made to the electronic medical record. After the nurse documents the application of the patch in the EMR, a follow-up task to remove the patch at the ordered date and time is automatically generated. If the follow-up task is still active during a transfer of care, the receiving nurse will see this task on the electronic MAR. Patient satisfaction surveys reveal that timeliness of care is a powerful indicator of healthcare quality from the patient's perspective. Patients and families value their time as much as we do. HIT can help by ensuring timely access to information. Think about the following case. A healthcare system saw increases in adverse events in their home care company due to inadequate transfer of clinical information at hospital discharge. An electronic hospital discharge summary with auto-faxing was developed to increase availability of the discharge information at the time of follow-up care. Can you think of an example about how HIT can help you to ensure timely access to your information? In fast-paced healthcare settings, such as emergency departments and operative suites, a tracking board can help to streamline throughput or admission, discharge, or transfer activity. Let's look at this efficiency case review. Think about a situation in which the emergency department staff at a community hospital used a large whiteboard mounted on the wall that could be quickly updated with felt tip markers to track patients and treatments. The problem was that staff could not obtain information from the board unless they were physically standing in front of it. In addition, information on the board only reflected what was already known by the ED staff. In response to this event, the hospital implemented an automated ED patient tracking system that used business intelligence technology. This technology enabled more efficient patient flow using real-time data. Let's look at this hypothetical hospital. Hope Memorial implemented an electronic picture archiving and communication system, known as PACS, for requesting radiology examinations and for displaying images. They saw a reduction in repeat chest X-ray films at outpatient appointments. Can you think of an example of how HIT can help to improve the efficiency of your healthcare? Over the past 2 to 3 decades, there has been a remarkable increase in the aging and diversity of our population. Many people in the United States come from Latin America, Eastern Europe, Southeast Asia, and Africa, making up almost 1/3 of the U.S. population. This proportion is expected to increase to half by 2050. Healthcare disparity, or unequal access to quality care, is a major concern. Take, for example, the following scenario. One of the greatest challenges to chronic care management in a public housing community is keeping patients engaged in their care. They're often lost to follow-up care when they don't return for medical visits or refill their prescriptions. This is especially problematic for vulnerable populations, like patients with diabetes. As a result of this type of event, community volunteers were provided online training on self-management counseling for patients with diabetes. They created a diabetes registry in the electronic health record to identify and recall patients due for routine diabetes care. Just prior to the scheduled visit, the community volunteer reminds the patient of the visit and asks him to arrive early for self-management teaching. There are few stroke specialists in rural areas, so people at risk for stroke in these areas have unequal access to quality care. Physicians in Arizona set up a hub, or urban stroke center, and spoke, or outlying rural hospitals, service, using telemedicine to decrease health disparities. Can you think of an example of how HIT can help to decrease healthcare disparities in an area with which you are familiar? In summary, all healthcare settings can benefit from the assistance of HIT professionals in identifying electronic solutions to quality concerns. Well-crafted HIT solutions can improve the aims of healthcare quality and work to accomplish the best care for the whole population at the lowest cost.